from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Islamic State defeated, but fighting goes on. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi was in Mosul to congratulate Iraq's armed forces for their victory over Islamic State. In Baghdad, people seem pleased, as with one resident, Ali Rubai. He said, "Today is a day of honor for every Iraqi. The Iraqi flag was raised in Nineveh province, and the mythical state of ISIS is over. There is no place for IS in Nineveh." Washington Institute for Near East Policy scholar and former U.S. Ambassador James Jeffries said the last organized resistance was crushed over the weekend and the IS hold on other Iraqi territory is diminished.
It controls two cities, Khalifa and Hawija, that are relatively small, and it has the ability to send out columns and other things. We've seen that in Kirkuk and elsewhere. That is, it still is a terrorist and it is an insurgent organization. It has some power, but other than these two cities, its hold on the population and its hold as a military and state and political entity is over in Iraq.
The battle for Mosul has left thousands of civilians dead. A U.S.-Russia-Jordanian brokered Syria ceasefire is holding in the south and southwest. Trinity University Middle East scholar David Lesh said the deal is a small diplomatic victory out of the weekend's G20 summit.
It's relatively easy to agree on de-escalation in parts of Syria that do not have to do with the Islamic State. That's something that both the United States and Russia are keen to do.
A month into the Raqqa assault, improvised explosive devices, sniper fire, and the use of an elaborate network of tunnels to mount ambushes, as well as exploiting civilians as human shields, are all being deployed by the militants. This is VOA News. President Trump's son, Donald Jr., says he met with a Kremlin-linked lawyer shortly after his father clinched the Republican nomination, hoping to get information helpful to the campaign. The White House sought to downplay the conflict. The New York Times is reporting today that the president's son is claiming he was offered damaging information about Hillary Clinton, who was the likely Democratic nominee at the time. Now, according to the article, Donald Trump denied interest in the information and quickly changed the subject. A special counsel and congressional committees are investigating any connections between the Trump team and Moscow. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has marked the anniversary of last year's failed coup in Turkey, praising the courage of the Turkish people in defending democracy.
And so I think we are working very hard to rebuild that level of trust that is the basis for any relationship. And you know that as well or better than anyone. So I think while we still have a lot of challenges ahead of us, this is an extraordinarily important relationship to the United States.
Tillerson said the U.S. has told Russia it must take the first steps to de-escalate violence in eastern Ukraine. President Poroshenko,
that the Ukraine will support the UN, and as a co-founder of the world body, we will continue to support the organization in all of its activities, even in conditions of Russian armed aggression towards our state.
The Ukrainian government contends that political reform depends on an end to the violence. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, says a new Security Council resolution following the North Korea's latest missile test will also be a test of China's willingness to enforce sanctions against Pyongyang.
I think it will be very telling based on how other countries respond, whether they want to hold Kim Jong-un's hand through this process or whether they want to be on the side of so many countries who know that this is a dangerous person.
African and Arab election experts are in Kenya this week meeting with Somalia's Electoral Commission. Mohamed Yusuf reports.
The year 2004 marked the beginning of the end to more than two decades of civil war and anarchy in Somalia. Members of Somalia's interim parliament gathered in Nairobi to vote for a new president. They met in Kenya because Mogadishu was still too dangerous. Somalia has since held three polls, but regular Somalis are yet to cast any ballots. Electoral adviser Gerald Mitchell is director of the United Nations Electoral Support Group.
This is an important step, amongst others, to again assist the NIEC with some of the experience that in turn it can use as it's developing its procedures.
The conference ends Wednesday. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.